What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Investor's Digest Market Update for May 2020. We are starting to see several of the repercussions of the COVID-19 and what the effects are having on the real estate market. So for those of you that haven't seen this before, keep in mind that real estate moves much, much, much slower than the rest of the economy as far as early indicators of what is coming, since real estate has really got a lot of aspects to it that trail back 6 to 12 months. Like, for an example, doing appraisals. When you're looking at a value of a house, or an appraiser is trying to determine what the value of a house is for a bank, they look back 6 to 12 months. Well, 6 to 12 months ago, everything was fine. So if they're trying to look for a value of a house, we're still sitting pretty good when it comes to that aspect. It's going to be several months, up to a couple of years before we see it bottom out. And you'll see definitely the last recession, real estate was at the heart of it. And it really started 07, 08. The stock market bottomed out in 2009, but real estate didn't bottom out until 2 to 3 years later in 2011 to 2012. So something that we're going to continue to watch and see how this data really kind of rolls in. But to really get into it, let's get to the numbers overview for April through May. Well, this is actually March through May. Average sales price was up to $275,000, which is a 3.88% increase year over year. Median sales price up 6.5% year over year to $231,000. Total sales actually saw a big decrease of 8.5%. Now, that's an important number to know, that sales volume is starting to decrease. Now, I've seen several reports out there that has rebounded pretty well as far as showings anyways. But now we'll see how that continues to move through May, June, July of our really hot months if sales actually tick up. Because I think this time last year, we were sitting over 3,000 all the way through the summer. So we'll definitely kind of tend to see how that progresses throughout the summer. Average rent price, $1,476, is a 0.3% decrease from year over year. Last month, we saw a 1.5% decrease year over year. So rents kind of really seem like they've kind of topped out, and this whole situation has really started to affect it as well. Employment was at just over 1.15 million, and that's a decrease of 1.57. We lost just shy of 34,000 jobs. And now that is right. Now think about that. March employment, well, things really started grabbing a hold in March and April, and you're still in here to date that the unemployed people that are filing for unemployment is slowing, but it's still growing. So that is worrisome to see how far the unemployment rate really jumps up, because we're at 4.17 now, and that's over a percent increase from our all-time low. I've been hearing reports that we're going to be seeing numbers that haven't been seen since the Great Depression of 25%. We'll see what those numbers really get. Now, remember that this takes quite a while for this data to really roll in to see what these unemployment numbers really look like. Months of inventory increased to 3.72, and April 2019 was at 3.59. So that's something that shows that there's a little bit of an issue in the market, because usually inventory is starting to decrease this time of year as we start to get into the true selling season of real estate. So definitely a rocky start to the summer. So we'll kind of continue to see how this information really performs as the summer progresses. Median sales price, this is what I was talking about, that prices really didn't start bottoming out till 2011, 2012. So it took 3 to 4 years from when the recession started before it bottomed out. We'll see how this is different, considering real estate's not the epicenter of what is going on, that it's not a liquidity issue and a credit issue like it was before. But the longer these economy stays shut down and the more damage is caused, the more unemployment is, the systemic risk of it spreading from businesses to banks and moving throughout the credit market can be worrisome over the long term. But we'll just have to see how that performs over time and what data does roll in. Monthly rents, like I mentioned, it was a bit of a rocky start as well, to where we were up over $1,550 last summer, and we kind of bottomed out and took off. But here, we're not really capping where we were last year. So that concerns me a little bit, but I would still much rather be trying to buy rental property that is cash flowing than doing much renovations and stuff right now, considering that we don't know what sales are going to be like in 3 to 6 months. Inventory is increasing a little bit. Sales are going down. So it really, really harps on something that I've been preaching for years, that you really need to make sure to tighten up those rehab budgets, when you're evaluating a property, give yourself, hey, prices might drop $5,000 to $10,000 in the course of 6 months by the time I get this thing on the market and sold. And you really, really, really need to make sure you got good quality finish outs. Now is the time to make sure, because now's the time to make sure that your finish outs are nice, your paint is touched up, you don't have paint on the floors, everything's clean, good pictures, good staging, all of that stuff that gives a great first impression. Because right now, with inventory rising and sales going down, that means our buyers, people that are buying our renovations, have more options. And they might not go to that subpar rehab that you might have to drop your price further to get it to sell. 20-year unemployment, this is something I'm going to continue to watch, because you see a huge spike from 1 month to the next, and that's something that really showed in the last recession how fast this unemployment rose. And it's something that I have been really saying is, for quite a while, is that is a number I want to watch, is how fast that unemployment starts to climb. So that is starting to climb at a pretty rapid rate. So as time moves forward, I'm going to be really kind of nervous, and if this continues to rise and doesn't fall off, of what that's going to mean. Because if people aren't employed, that means banks won't lend to them, means they're not buying houses, means inventory can rise on the market, buyers have more choices, and that can suppress prices in our current market. Year-over-year appreciation. We're still sitting decent on as far as that goes, but again, we don't really know, because this data lags so long, far behind all the stuff coming out. I'm not going to know the answer to some of these questions for several months, and to see what the trends really are, if prices are going to fall a little bit, like we saw coming out of the last recession. But I can tell you from firsthand experience that we put a bread and butter 3-bedroom, 2-bath on the market, priced at around 215, and we had several offers pretty quick. And that is something that I have been hearing from other real estate investors, that your entry-level price point homes are still moving at a pretty fast clip. So that is good news for us, especially if you're doing a lot of renovations. So now the question becomes, like, where to market? Really don't know at this point of where the hot spots are going to be, since everything is going to be changing, but it's something that I'm going to continue to watch. One area that I do feel 100% comfortable of buying rental property and renovations for flips is in that sub $250,000 market, because you can see that is where the bulk of the sales happen, and that is where there is still significantly low inventory across our entire market. So now remember, your balanced market is 6 months. That is that's what they call your equilibrium between buyers and sellers, where no one really has more negotiating power over each other. And what that means is, if no new houses got listed in six, how many months would it take for all the inventory to consume if we stayed at the current consumption rate of property? So anytime that number drops below 6, you're starting to enter more of a seller's market, where the seller has more of an advantage than the buyer, just due to the fact that there's not much to choose from for buyers trying to pick the properties. The lower that number gets, the stronger of a seller market it is, the more in demand those properties are. And you can see 1.83, that is a very, very low inventory for a price range of 150 to 200,000. So anything in that area is where we are buying property, we're trying to hold property, and we're flipping properties in that, to where everything that's going on right now, I'd be a little more leery of trying to jump up into the 300, 350, 400 price points as far as flips go. So now the months of inventory, where's the most desired zip codes, you can still really see that it's still in that price point of that 250 and under, except for a couple outliers down here in the bottom. But these are the areas of zip codes where I would feel most comfortable buying renovations from. And you can really see what low months of inventory has done over the past 3 years, where some of these have gone up $30,000 to $40,000 in just that 3-year span. So that is fantastic appreciation and quote unquote ROI you would get if you had rental property. And you can see these are very large zip codes. To have this kind of inventory, this low of inventory, to those large of zip codes, this is pretty much all of the northwest side of San Antonio. These three zip codes kind of cover a bulk of that. And there's a lot of housing and a lot of inventory and a lot of activity. So over in this area, There's a lot of things going on. So if you're doing a lot of marketing stuff, I'd start focusing over there, wanting to buy and to do renovations because prices are still relatively low. A lot of turnover, a lot of buyer interest, a lot of construction going on over there, and low months of inventory. So that is definitely an area that I would be focusing on, and we are focusing on as far as trying to buy, hold property, and do our renovations. Caveat to that is the highest months of inventory. Now, not to say these are bad zip codes, but you can see, keeping in mind that those months of inventory is quote-unquote competition in the market between buyers and sellers and how much inventory is available. So it's a lot of inventory. So if you're putting something on the market at this $400,000 price range, that means there's 6 months of inventory just in that one zip code alone. So if somebody wants that zip code and that zip code alone, that means they have a lot of inventory to choose from. So that is an area that I would want to shy away from, especially with everything going on right now, just because of the price points. You can see much more volatile swings in price points, to where a $5,000 price drop really doesn't mean much in these zip codes. But in $150,000 price range, if you drop at $5,000, you're in a whole nother buyer pool. So I would be leery in the current state of the economy and the things that might be coming down the road of picking up renovations that are going to be 6-12 months long in these higher price points. But this just goes to show that if you're in these zip codes, how important it is that you really need to make sure that you're buttoning up these rehabs very well. Don't be rushing to get it on the market just to get it on the market. Make sure the paint is done, that everything is caulked, the door handles and doors, everything closes right. Everything is as the best condition it can possibly be when that buyer walks in, because they say you only get one first impression, and that is very true in the current state. So I hope this information helps you in your current investing strategy, in your current investing world. We have multiple ways you guys can reach out to us. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at john@primehomes.com. Check out our podcast, Investor's Journey. My business partner, Jonathan, kind of spearheads that, and I think he just crossed over 120 episodes of tips and tricks and things that we've done and we're doing in our business to try to really navigate this market and how we operate our business and how we've made it to where we're at and the things that we do in our business. We're very active on social media, so give us a shout out on that as well. Well, I hope this information helped, and we will see you guys next month. Everyone stay safe out there. Bye.